Serpentine.
Quick Penguin, Serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The FBI and ATF are investigating a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, just across the Potomac River from Washington. Police spokeswoman Ashley Savage says it all began when police were investigating a report that someone was firing flares from inside the house.
During the course of that investigation, officers obtained a search warrant for the residence. As officers attempted to execute that search warrant this evening, the suspect inside the residence discharged several rounds. The house subsequently exploded, and we continue to investigate the circumstances of the explosion.
Some members of Congress are now demanding that the president force Israel to change its tactics in Gaza. CBS News Chief White House Correspondent Nancy Cordes has that.
This White House is facing a lot of pressure from some key constituencies to speak out more vocally when it comes to civilian casualties in Gaza. But beyond that, the bigger challenge for Israel when it comes to this aid package that has been put out there by the White House is Congress. First of all, you've got progressives in Congress who are increasingly insisting that this aid, if it is to pass, should be conditioned.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments about the fairness of a multi-billion-dollar settlement for victims of the opioid epidemic. At issue, whether the former owners of Purdue Pharma should get immunity from future lawsuits. More on that from CBS's Jan Crawford.
The outcome of this case could also have huge implications for how corporations use bankruptcy to try to protect owners from lawsuits. And that's why you're seeing other organizations like the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church filing papers in support of this agreement. A decision is expected by June.
There's been a major hack of the 23andMe website, says CBS's Matt Piper.
About 7 million people's personal info has been hacked into. That's about half of 23andMe's customers, and it's affected those who used its relatives feature, which allows people to automatically share some of their data with others.
A shark has killed a woman from Massachusetts at a popular tourist resort. CBS's Elaine Quijano has the story.
Police in the Bahamas responded to reports of a shark attack near the Sandals Beach Resort on Nassau.
The female, along with a male relative, were paddleboarding some three-quarter miles out from the shoreline.
Police say a lifeguard on duty rushed out to help the victim, a 44-year-old woman from Boston.
The search for 10 climbers in Indonesia has been halted now after a volcano erupted again. The eruption happened in West Sumatra Province on Sunday, stranding scores of climbers and blanketing nearby villages in ash. More than 50 climbers have been rescued, and the bodies of 13 have been recovered. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks with an eye on Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Knicks tonight for the knockout round in the NBA in-season tournament. Here's how Giannis described it.
Big game on big game. Playing, you call it playing
the
game. Tuesday, hopefully we can win the game and go to Vegas and try to fight for an opportunity to win a trophy.
At the baseball meetings in Nashville, the Brewers formally announced their record deal with prospect Jackson Chourio for 8 years and $82 million. They also re-signed left-hand pitcher Wade Miley for next season. NFL running back A.J. Dillon on that catch he made on the left side and ran over people for 14 yards against the Chiefs.
You know, I take a lot of pride in yards in the flat. You know, I've been able to do that kind of the last couple of weeks, be a reliable check down for Jordan. I don't care if it was for 1 yard or 10 yards, whatever it ended up being. You know, it's about showing up and it's about being consistent for me.
That's Packers running back A.J. Dillon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered snow showers. High of 38. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, overcast. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Ditch Rickle, one of the first from the state to make it to the National Circuit. Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Freedom. Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers, engineering as well on the board. It is Monday, December 4th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of high noon. Welcome in on another work week, back to school. Mr. Zommers, I am in Packer heaven this morning.
Yeah, we showed Taylor Swift her place. No, I'm kidding.
No, want the Swifties, a Swift boat attack. We don't want that.
It was a joke. It's okay.
Now, look, I said this on As Goes Wisconsin earlier, filling in with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach for the maternity on leave, Kristen Bry, who, incidentally, I spoke to briefly over the weekend. She is ramping it all. Here's the kind of professional Kristen Bry is. She's still on maternity leave for another month, but already she's starting to research, get back in the groove, ready to go. So I can't
just
wait.
Can't keep her down.
You can't. You cannot keep a good person down. A professional like Kristen Bry back on the airwaves here in January. Cannot wait for her. But of course, great Jane Matinere and Greg Bach doing a great job filling in the meantime. And I said earlier today, it was fantastic. I am not a Taylor Swift hater. As a matter of fact, I'm pro Taylor Swift. I'm pro Tractor. That's for sure. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift make up Tractor.
Interesting. I didn't think about that. But also you said protractor. So I'm protractor. You're also measuring angles.
Yeah. It was my understanding math was not going to be involved in the show. But yes, I am protractor Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. Part of the reason I enjoy Taylor Swift, I think she's a very talented musician. I love the fact that she writes so much of her own stuff. I love the fact she's an instrumentalist and a vocalist. I love the fact that she is a great role model for young women in particular. And I love the fact that she's helping register young voters. So I'm all for that.
Taylor Swift is simply undeniable.
She is undeniable. But when it comes to football and the NFL, I am pro Packers. For those watching on the stream, in celebration, I am wearing my Green Bay Packer polo shirt today. And what was fantastic about it, I know our friend Pat Kreitlow tweeted this earlier as well today, that one of the players, his wife is Simone Biles, got married, right? And so you got Simone Biles, great Olympian. One of the most decorated Olympians in American history. And NBC last night on Sunday Night Football, they were running promos for the NBC coverage of the Paris Olympic Games coming up next year, featuring Simone Biles. And then other commercial breaks, you had a promotion for Taylor Swift's, you know, Eras Tour in theaters now. Even the advertising was a duel between Simone and Taylor.
But that makes sense. Like that, sure. You have those people watching.
Right. So Taylor Swift, people were tracking this, you understand. Even our own Mike Clemens, our sports reporter for Civic Media, he tweeted out, because there's a site, of course, that follows the tail number for Taylor Swift's private plane. And they tweeted that she had left Kansas City en route to Green Bay to see her boyfriend Travis Kelce play against the Pack. And then they announced when she had landed. People were very happy that she had arrived safely, as was I. Because I think it's great for the game, by the way. I just think it's great, the attention that it brings. And then they showed her with her red coat, and she goes up into the warm skybox up above to watch her boyfriend Travis Kelce play. Meanwhile, the great Simone Biles was down with the people. She was down on the field in a big Green Bay puffer jacket, saying hi to the folks, being a woman of the people, you understand.
I think for Taylor Swift, it's much more of a safety concern because people are fans of Simone Biles and admire her talent. And people are fans and admire talent of Taylor Swift, but there are a lot more people who
are
would,
stalkers?
Yeah.
Really?
You think that's what I think. That's my guess.
Maybe.
I feel like she kind of has to go in a box.
I saw.
Interesting way to say that.
Put her in a box. I think that, I saw some video that they were of her coming into the stadium, like the back hallways. I was surprised that Taylor Swift was not surrounded by an entourage. She had like three people with her. That's it. That kind of impressed me. So anyway, let's get to the actual game last night. The Packers won this great game. And I'm a believer in Mr. Love.
All you need is love.
All you need is love. That's what Trigvi Olsen's been trying to tell us. Of course, he is a Packer owner. He joins us every Wednesday. But I was really impressed. And I think one of the keys is some of these receivers have finally woke up and started to catch these great passes by Jordan Love. Some great catches last night by Watson in particular. And he had a little hammy injury, I think, re-aggravated that at the end of the game. I hope he's okay moving forward. But a great game last night. I thought it was one of the most complete games by the Green Bay Packers all season.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch the whole thing because I was driving back from Manitowoc, I got to look at some of the highlights later, and yeah, everything looked very promising.
A great job by, Jordan Love, nearly perfect last night, and the defense did just a fantastic job for the Pack. I can't tell you off the top of my head how many sacks and rushes against Patrick Mahomes, who himself is a great quarterback, of course, defending Super Bowl champion. And, of course, Andy Reid used to be a quarterback's coach for the Green Bay Packers under former coach Mike Holmgren. And they were telling last night, Ron Wolf, former general manager, has said years later that he regrets when Mike Holmgren left Green Bay, that Ron Wolf regrets not promoting Andy Reid to head coach. He chose one of the other assistants, Ray Rhodes, who only lasted a season, by the way. But anyway, it was a great time. I'm excited to watch the Packers again after last night. So they go out to New York next week. New York getting their main starting quarterback back after being on injured reserve. So we'll see how that goes. But I believe that the next four Packer opponents, I think they all have losing records. So chance the Pack, here's the bottom line. The Pack back in the hunt for a playoff spot. So we could all rest easy.
Thanks to everybody's hard work on the team and the coaches and everybody.
Right. I had nothing to do with it, of course.
And the fans sticking with them.
The fans being there. The fans being there and cheering.
At least most of them.
You can hear the Packers across the Civic Media Radio Network in select cities. Hopefully one of your cities have been selected, as David Letterman likes to say. I can tell you Richland Center has. WRCO FM 100.9. You can hear the Pack play there. I also believe down in WRJN, down in Racine, Kenosha, the Packers play there. A reminder, due to NFL regulations, we are not allowed to stream the Green Bay Packers over the app. You have to actually go like to the NFL app or something like that. But anyway, it was a fantastic game. Also want to wish the best to our colleague Pete Schwabe, who has a brand new show debuting tonight on Civic Media. You can stream that on the Civic Media app. And Pete Swaba, who has been part of our news team for a bit, has a much broader background. A comedian, a director, all-around Renaissance guy, has a brand new show called Night Light with Pete Swaba.
Tell me, Todd, have you ever enjoyed the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with Jeff Foxworthy?
I have seen the show, yes.
Well, then you've enjoyed the talents of Pete Swaba. He was a writer on that show.
I did not know that. Really?
And probably some other stuff you've seen. I'm blanking on it off the top of my head, but that's one that I remember for sure because I was like, oh, that's a household name.
Right? What's his name? The redneck comedian guy, Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah, Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah, I watched the first couple of seasons, and then it kind of got a little like, you kind of knew what was going to go on. But what I loved about it was the kids.
Yeah.
You know,
they found really good people.
Yeah, they found really good kids to just come on and answer questions as any fifth grader would, which made it entertaining. And Jeff Foxworthy, a talented guy as well. So that's right. Great. Pete Swaba, you can hear the premiere of that show tonight, beginning after the Maggie Dawn show at 8 o'clock. From 8 until 10, Night Light with Pete Swaba. Check it out, 8 until 10 tonight, as he's going to be looking not so much at the political side of things or the news side in a serious way, but it's going to be more a little bit entertainment-based, fun-based, and I think we all, you know, after a long day of news and whatnot, we could all use a little comic and entertainment relief.
I know. I'm looking forward to giving it a listen myself.
Yeah, that's right. So check it out tonight, 8 until 10, Pete Swaba and Nightlight. Starring Pete Swaba tonight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Looking forward to that. Coming up today on our show, we're going to be looking at some things that happened over the weekend, taking your calls as well. And we're going to start with a great story on CBS Mornings this morning. And one of my favorite reporters, Major Garrett, who has been on this issue of voting and elections for quite some time. Some of you might remember Major Garrett when he was at Fox News, one of the places that he started out. And I think because, kind of like me leaving the Republican Party, Major Garrett figured out that Fox News was not representative of his form of journalism. Also a writer with other papers in D.C. over the years, and then went on and has had a great career at CBS News, was a White House correspondent, chief White House correspondent, and now as the chief Washington correspondent at CBS, has written a great book. I have it right here. I've referenced it before. It's called The Big Truth. The Big Truth by Major Garrett and David Becker, Upholding Democracy in the Age of the Big Lie. Of course, the big lie that 2020 was rigged. The big lie that Donald Trump actually won the election in 2020, which is false. And it's not just people like reporter Major Garrett in his reporting and factual journalism has found out. It has been the court systems that have continually and repeatedly reviewed and ruled that the 2020 election was fair, and Republicans. At one time, second in line to the presidency behind Donald Trump, Paul Ryan, Wisconsin native, Speaker of the House, former Speaker of the House, favorite son of Wisconsin Republicans. And Paul Ryan has said, quote, Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election, unquote. But still, there are Republicans who are hell-bent on disenfranchising your vote. We'll come back with that report from Major Garrett and more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Oswald Show on Civic Media.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of high noon on Monday, December 4th. Mr. Zombers, along with myself, happy to have you here on a Monday morning, pardon me, Monday afternoon. Still once in a while, Mr. Zomber, still falling into that old morning trap. Speaking of mornings, though, CBS Mornings had a great piece by Chief White House or Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett on rigged, not so much rigged voting, but people accusing, people going after voting rolls. This is an assault on local clerks across the country, including Wisconsin. We're going to play this. It's a bit long, about 7 minutes, but it's important. And then we're going to come back, going to take your calls, and we're going to discuss it, and we're going to break it down and tell you what it means. Here is the report from CBS News this morning from Major Garrett on attacking the voter rolls as seen through one voter.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, everyone. There is indeed a national effort underway to police voter registration rolls. Now, what looks at first to citizen detectives as something fishy can often be an innocent or technical error. But that doesn't mean the right to vote isn't jeopardized. Consider the case of 55-year-old Gulf War veteran James McWhorter of DeKalb County, Georgia.
Enter this Kroger in suburban Atlanta, make a quick left, and you will find Master Barber James McWhorter holding court.
They giving it to him.
For 20 years, McWhorter used this barbershop as his mailing address. In October, the county sent him an unusual letter. His voter status was being challenged.
I had to put on my glasses just to make sure. You know, it said what it was saying.
McWhorter was told to respond or risk the cancellation of your voter registration.
Why would someone challenge my right to vote?
The county was not challenging McWhorter's right to vote. A citizen of DeKalb County was. Her name, Gail Lee. She filed this document alleging McWhorter had improperly registered to vote using a commercial address. Lee went to McWhorter's barbershop and took pictures to prove the point.
Had you ever met Gail Lee?
No, I didn't know Mrs. Lee from a can of paint.
I think God has been leading me in this.
Gail Lee is a retiree who lives with her husband. She invited us to the back porch of her suburban DeKalb County home.
What is your feeling about who won the 2020 election?
I believe Donald Trump won the election.
Lee became convinced something was wrong with voting in Georgia. This despite 3 recounts confirming Trump's loss. Lee started scrutinizing voter rolls.
They are bloated unnecessarily.
Lee and other citizen sleuths devote hours each week to inspecting county rolls, looking for signs of what they suspect is rampant fraud, such as names that appear more than once or data suggesting a registrant is deceased.
I am requesting that these challenges brought before you today be removed from the list of electors.
Each challenge requires a hearing to decide if the voter will be stricken from registration rolls.
How many challenges have you filed?
I think it's only about 500.
She says only because some in her citizen network have challenged far more. We found more than 80,000 challenges have been filed against Georgia voters since 2021, when the Republican-led legislature changed the law, allowing one citizen to challenge an unlimited number of voters.
Well, welcome to our weekly voter rolls working group.
This is not just happening in Georgia. CBS News obtained video of conservative activists strategizing how best to deploy voter challenges across the country.
And I truly believe that there is fraud in the system, which is just not, it's not true.
DeKalb County Election Board Chair Carly Swift told us the challenges instead identify administrative errors and technical violations that shouldn't deprive citizens of their right to vote. Her staff has spent hundreds of hours dealing with voter challenges that she said so far tend to target the same demographic categories.
And it's young voters, it's people of color, and it's people that are unhoused.
It took a toll.
And it still. In 1991, James McWhorter returned from combat duty in the Gulf and struggled with alcohol and homelessness. When he last registered to vote in 2008, he used the only address he had, the barbershop.
My friends, my family never knew I was displaced, even though I was homeless. I would come back here after we would close, sleep here at the shop, get up an hour before we opened.
10 days after McWhorter learned his voter registration had been challenged, he defended his right to vote before the election board.
I paid taxes here for 20 years, even though I was homeless.
And for the first time, faced Gail Lee.
For you to be able to challenge me, you have that right as a citizen of DeKalb County. But I served to give you that right. And it was hurtful that she would do something like that.
Have you in your mind come up with an explanation of what the motive is?
To disenfranchise a certain demographic. I'm trying to put your foot on someone else's neck.
I mean, all he had to do was call up the office and give him his address. It's not exactly a heavy foot.
After the hearing, McWhorter, who is no longer homeless, updated his address to bring it into technical compliance. Gail Lee said the system worked.
Can you understand how people who are African American might feel this deeply, personally, in that your work feels threatening to them?
I would think they would want their vote protected too, because someone who doesn't belong on the rolls would take away their vote.
Make sure we have fair, honest elections.
Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger oversees Georgia elections and voter rolls.
Is that core assumption that the system is riddled with fraud valid?
No, we have objective voter rolls. They're clean, they're accurate.
Gail Lee told us she wants fairness, not partisan advantage. But Raffensperger said elections in Georgia have never been fairer.
It's never been easier to vote. We are, we believe, the model for what election integrity, election accessibility should look like throughout the entire country.
We pressed Raffensperger more than once on whether he supported mass citizen voter challenges. He says he's waiting on guidance from a federal court that is scrutinizing the practice. And until the court rules, Jerika, citizens like Gail Lee can keep filing unlimited voter challenges.
Wow. You know, this really highlights the strategy being used to try and prevent people from having their voices heard when they vote. Major, how many of these challenges have actually been successful?
So these are Georgia numbers. Our investigation found that at least 12,000 challenges were upheld. It's about 15%, but election officials tell us that those challenges are overwhelmingly clerical errors and technical violations, not evidence of widespread fraud.
There you have it. Major Garrett from CBS News on CBS Mornings this morning. Great reporting. I know many of our civic media stations are CBS Radio News affiliates. You can hear CBS's Major Garrett report there as well. You heard Major say it. In Georgia alone, 12,000 challenges upheld. Not because it's voter fraud, but largely they're tactical errors or people have been displaced. It focuses on young people, people of color, and folks who are unhoused or homeless. In this gentleman's case, the person in the report was an African-American veteran who put on the uniform and served admirably. He came home and found himself homeless, but what did he do? He pulled himself up by his bootstraps and started a barber shop. He had to live there for a while. And this woman, Gail Lee, who happens to be white, said God led her to disenfranchise a black American veteran. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do not hang up your call.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. There's been a massive explosion at a duplex in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington.
I could feel it. I could hear it. I've lived in that house for 50 years, okay? I've never had a sound wave shock like that. I thought something had happened on my house.
It happened as police were serving a search warrant. Some officers suffered minor injuries. At least one person was in the home. Their condition not known. The U.S. continues to push Hamas to release the hostages it took from southern Israel on October 7th. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We are thinking through, both in concert with Israel and then just as a country with our own citizens being held, what tools we have at our disposal to be able to get them out.
A well-known website's been hacked, says CBS's Matt Piper.
23andMe says the stolen data contains things like names, birth years, locations, and ancestry reports.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy today with a chance for scattered snow showers. High of 38. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 21 tonight, overcast. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Almost Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship.
right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
An American citizen's right to vote. There are few things outside of religion that are more sacred to me. As an American citizen, as someone who is proud of being a patriot, patriotic about this country, the right to vote is sacred. And it is the reason that I left the Republican Party in 2011. As I stated last week on this show on another subject, being witness to a closed-door Senate Republican meeting in 2011, where the Republican Party was crafting so-called voter ID bills, which were nothing more than voter suppression bills. And I witnessed one of the co-authors, former state senator Mary Lozick, say to her caucus to get them more riled up about it, quote, "Hey, we need to be thinking about what this would mean to places like Milwaukee and college campuses," unquote. It was a dog whistle that you didn't need to be a dog to hear. What she meant was, if we pass these bills, it will make it harder for minorities, black, brown, Latino people, to vote. Make it harder for young people, college students, to vote. Why? Because those groups tend, not always, but tend to vote more Democratic than Republican in elections. And it was that at that point that I said, yeah, peace out. That's not why I'm here. It's not what I believe in. And I will no longer support it. So here before the break, we have this great reporting from Major Garrett of CBS News. He has heard on many of our civic CBS News affiliates talking about in Georgia. This group, one of the members, Gail Lee, happens to be white, says she was called by God to review voter rolls. And what they're doing is challenging people to their right to vote. Some 12,000 already kicked off voter rolls. And the person that Major highlighted in his reporting happened to be a black man who is a veteran. Put on the uniform, defended freedom, liberty, democracy, served admirably, found himself homeless, but kept on going, became a barber, and slept in the back of his barber shop. And so he used that address as his voting address. And by the way, he was still paying taxes through all this. And so now he has some place to live other than his barber shop, but he just had forgotten to change the address. And so this woman, Gail Lee, and her group of predominantly white older women challenged his voting. He had to go take time, go before this commission, and defend his right to vote as an American citizen. This is the modus operandi of the MAGA party, the white Christian nationalist MAGA party, who is targeting predominantly minorities and young people to get them removed off of voter lists in an attempt to get Trump and other MAGA people elected. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Going to go to Jack in Merrimack. Jack, thanks for waiting on the phone. We appreciate your patience. The phone lines are open. The mic is yours. Jack, what say you?
Well, first thing I want to say is that it's too bad that President Biden didn't use every bit of political capital possible to push through and make sure that the John Lewis Voting Rights Act was passed.
Agreed.
Having said that, he definitely used a lot of political capital in some very important legislation, from COVID relief to the infrastructure bill. But this should have been the top priority, the very first priority of Biden and the Democratic Party, because this is basically an attack not just on our freedoms, but on the Democratic Party as well. What we need a law that basically says this: every adult American citizen has the legal right to vote, and anything that interferes with that right is declared illegal, null, and void. This includes, but is not limited to, extreme gerrymandering, removal of authorized ballot collection boxes, removal of voting places beyond a certain number of those places per so many population. Mm-hmm. It includes purges of large numbers of people from the voting roll. It includes challenges to people's voting unless they are taken on a one-by-one basis for single challenges for single individuals.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be done on a mass basis. And this is not all that's being done. But, we can add, as necessary, other items that need to be on that list.
Yeah.
The point is, we need something like that in this country. Otherwise, we're going to end up with the only ballot box, the only ballots that are available will be from one party. And that's the Grand Fascist Party.
Jack, always a great call. Really appreciate your insight. I agree with you 100% on, President Biden and the Democrats. I wish that they had put more emphasis on the John Lewis Act, particularly while he was still around, because we could have protected some of these voting rights had it been passed. Now, look, I wasn't in Washington. I wasn't in the rooms. I'm not sure what the reasoning was that didn't get passed and codified. But yes, there was an opportunity missed, but we can't go back. And the fact is, there is currently one major political party actively trying to get people, to disenfranchise people of their constitutional right to vote.
Just like gerrymandering, it is the politicians choosing their voters rather than voters choosing politicians.
100%. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it on your Apple or Android device and text us there. There's also a button to call directly in or give us a ring. What say you on these attempts to disenfranchise people from their voting rights? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Cindy up in Appleton, the beautiful Fox Valley. Thanks for listening in, Cindy. What say you?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. This is white Christian nationalism at its finest. And I just wonder what would have happened if that man of color, who was a former veteran, would have been the one challenging the white woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get the
and
sense from Major Garris reporting that would have been the case.
And how did anyone give one person the power to do this? This is absolutely ridiculous. And as a citizen, I'm actually insulted that this is something that is allowed in our country.
My understanding is the Republican legislature in Georgia changed the law and signed in by the Republican governor in order to allow anyone to challenge an unlimited number of voters.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is, Cindy, and Brad Raffensperger, of course, is the subject a lot of the 2020 election. He was on that quote-unquote perfect call, Trump's words, not mine, in which Trump tried to get the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia to quote-unquote find, you know, 11,000, however many votes Trump wanted. And to his credit, Raffensperger stood up and said, I won't do it. Now the same guy, still Republican, got reelected, by the way, by the people of Georgia, despite Trump trying to take him out. Raffensperger says, look, our voting system is one of the best in the country. There's no fraud going on here. This is a Republican Secretary of State saying this. And still, these groups are challenging voter rolls, Cindy.
I know. What a waste of taxpayer dollars.
It certainly is. Cindy, really appreciate the call. Cindy in Appleton, you could be like Cindy. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
I also wonder how it works if you can target the same person over and over. Like, if we have our executive producer, Luke Mathers, if we don't like the way he's voting, I challenge his right to vote. And then as soon as that's resolved, Todd challenges his right to vote. And then as soon as that's resolved,
Theoretically,
we could just do, I challenge Luke and his wife's rights to vote. And then you challenge Luke and his wife's right to vote just at the same time, because we can all do it as many times as we want. Like, you could use this. Besides the gross way it is now, you could also target specific people and harass them.
And I want to bring this back to Wisconsin. This is not just something that's happening in Georgia or other states. This sort of thing is happening in the state of Wisconsin. And as we move into 2024, it's imperative that we all are all aware. And what I would ask each of you, regardless of your political affiliation or how you vote, but in particular, people who are inclined to vote for Republican candidates, I would simply ask you to ask yourself, is there voter fraud happening in my polling place? Just ask yourself. Because I'll guarantee you 9 out of 10 people who are hearing this in this state, you probably know the people who are at your voting booth. When I lived on my family farm in Bloom Township in southwest Wisconsin, Richland County, 3-4 ladies, you know them, you see them every time you go vote. They're your neighbors, they're retired teachers, they're retired firefighters, they're retired farmers, farm wives, farm husbands. You know them. You know, they almost laugh and be like, well, I suppose we better, you know, we got to see your voter ID. We know who you are, but we got to check it to make sure. Yeah, I said, no problem. And this is repeated across the state. So if you answer, well, no, Todd, there's no voter fraud in my township, in my village. It's other places. Okay, well, where is it? Is it in the newest, you know, is it in Rhinelander? Is it in New London? Stoughton? Well, no, not those places. Okay, where is it then? Oh, I see. It's in Madison. Because, you know, Madison, they're all corrupt down here. Let me tell you something. I've owned 2 different businesses in the city of Madison. And I have had to deal with Madison government quite a bit. You know, the most efficient, well-run, friendly, thorough office in the city of Madison? The clerk's office. They're fantastic.
My limited experience, yeah, it's so easy to work with them.
They're great. You know who's in charge of the voting rolls in Madison? The clerk's office. So there is no fraud going on. I have to qualify this, because if I say no, none, there's going to be 1 or 2 cases, you know, every time. Oh, geez, you know. Let me say it a different way. There is no anywhere close to any sort of significant fraud going on in this state that would cost an election, period. How do I know that? Because when I worked for State Senator Dale Schultz in 2011, 2012, when these bills were coming out, we conducted our own investigation of state roles. And as a matter of fact, guess what? We did find two cases of voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. Two. You know who they were? I'll tell you when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up next hour, a brand new What's Worse. A musical What's Worse. Stay tuned for that in hour number 2 and much, much more. Right now, I led up to the break saying that, yes, when I worked for a Republican state senator, 2011-2012, when these bills, these so-called voter ID bills, which were nothing more than voter suppression bills, the intent was to suppress the vote of certain groups of people in Wisconsin. There was intent there to do that, by the way. Clear intent. And so my boss basically said, well, look, you know, figure this out. Find out what the facts are. So myself, along with another great guy, Joe Hassler Jr., who was a grad of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Journalism School, J School, great reporter, great writer. A couple other people in our office as well led our own investigation and spent weeks. Joe did this in particular, talking to other reporters, talking to directly to district attorneys, checking police blotters. A real investigation into voter fraud in Wisconsin. And you know what we came up with? Two cases. Two. Who were they? One was a Republican legislative staffer who had voted in Madison and then voted in her hometown in northern Wisconsin. The other? The estranged second wife of Republican Speaker Robin Voss. Not making it up. Robin Voss's then estranged wife, I believe it was number two, although I've lost track. Robin Voss' wife, number two, had voted in Racine, Kenosha area and then had flown out to her parents and voted in Idaho, where she was from, or at least where her parents were living. Now, Robin Voss talked to the Republican district attorney down there and got that expunged and dismissed pretty darn fast. But those were the two cases of voter fraud. A Republican staffer and one of Robin Voss's estranged wives. Fast forward, after I left the legislature, was running a coffee shop, and I told this story for the first time on national news, on Chris Hayes' program on MSNBC. And because I named Glenn Grossman in this, he was in the room. And Glenn Grossman called me at my coffee shop repeatedly till I had to take the phone away from my staffer and said, Glenn, I'll call you back when I'm not working. And he gave me his personal cell phone. I called Glenn back and he said, well, I think you're misremembering things. I said, no, Glenn, I'm not misremembering. And I told him this story. I said, Glenn, we only found two cases. They were both Republican. I said, where's the evidence that this is happening? Where's the evidence of voter fraud? And you know what now Congressman Glenn Grossman said? He said, quote, well, we think it's happening, unquote. We think it's happening. I said, Glenn, so you're willing to disenfranchise thousands of Wisconsinites' constitutional right to vote because you think voter fraud may be happening. He didn't have a whole lot to say after that. Call ended rather quickly. I'm telling you, as someone who was inside, as someone who literally saw the sausage being made, the political sausage at least, the intent on all of these voter, so-called voter ID bills is to suppress the vote of minorities and young people who predominantly vote, or at least more often vote, for Democratic candidates. And this is coming to Wisconsin in spades. What we're going to see are more challenges to voter rolls, all in the name of quote-unquote good government. And we're also going to see more of these so-called election observers, where they go into predominantly black and brown and college wards. And because Wisconsin is an open carry state away from public buildings, they come in with their guns ablazing on them, not a blazing shooting, but, you know, openly carrying these big guns, have their, you know, army fatigues, not real army fatigues, but they dress up like this. Well, we're here to protect the vote. We're here to observe. And they get as close as they are legally possible to intimidate people. You know what the other thing the Republicans do? Because I saw this. They pay for big billboards in predominantly black and brown neighborhoods, predominantly in Milwaukee. And they have a black person there in handcuffs. And they put in big red letters, election fraud is punishable by $10,000 and 5 years in prison, or whatever it is, to scare people. And then they put these so-called election observers at the polls to scare people, to take away, to intimidate, to disenfranchise one of the most sacred American things we have, and that is our right to vote. We must be aware of this as we move into 2024, folks, because we're going to see more of it. And by the way, when I say white Christian nationalists, I'm not talking about your everyday Lutheran, Methodist, Wesleyan, Catholic churches. I'm talking about these sects, the sect of white Christian nationalism that believes, like Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, that, quote unquote, God is calling them, unquote, to defend Trump. Meanwhile, the guy doesn't live a Christian life at all. And I'm not saying claiming to me being the perfect Christian at all. I'm talking about hypocrisy, saying one thing and living another. And in hour number two, we're going to come back and we're going to tell you about what's happening down in Florida. You're not going to believe this, because another hate group, the Moms for Liberty, you know, the ones that are pushing the Don't Say Gay bill, the ones that are banning books in Florida so that our kids won't be exposed to so-called quote-unquote porn. Well, guess what one of the founders of the Moms for Liberty is doing?
I think they should be renamed to Moms for Sexual Liberty.
She's in a menage a trois. I'm not making this up. You're not going to want to miss it. Things are spicy in Florida. Back after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The FBI and the ATF are investigating a massive home explosion in Arlington, Virginia, near Washington. This man lives nearby.
I was just in my house and